All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, last week I was talking about Texas and what's taking place in Texas. And you know, because they wanted to succeed from the union. And I got a lot of friends who live down in Texas. And, you know, they moved down in Texas, I guess, because there are no state taxes, amongst other things, the warm weather. Certainly there are some things that are appealing in a Lone Star State. But there are also a lot of things that make you wonder why anybody would live somewhere where the thoughts of many in the state are so backwards and so draconian that you know. I mean, I have sometimes, it's difficult for me living in Wisconsin. I'm not going to lie to you. It is. But Texas, man. So listen to some of the things that the GOP in Texas are proposing. You know, Biden as an illegitimate president. That's not surprising. You hear that in many places where the states are red. Repealing the 1965 Voting Rights Act. And voted for a platform calling on schools to teach that life begins at conception and to avoid all discussions of gender identity or sexuality. Additional planks attack trans rights, cast gender-affirming medical care as actionable malpractice, and declared homosexuality an abnormal lifestyle choice. When one delegate pushed back on that last point, saying, "We are the Republican Party of Texas, not the Westboro Baptist Church," he was greeted with boos, laughter, and another delegate's tirade about dildos and fisting. These are elected officials, right? You know, snakes. But perhaps the most explosive takeaway from the convention was a series of heated confrontations inevitably turned into a viral video in which a group of far-right activists and social media personalities, led by self-described comedian Alex Stein, followed Representative Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas, through the hallways of the convention hotel, chanting eye patch. So if you don't know, you know who Dan Crenshaw is. He's a guy who lost his eye in the military, and he's, you know, all in on the Republican foolishness. But he had some things to say that he wasn't moving lockstep with Trump, with the MAGA group. And those Republicans who claim to love military vets and military heroes, didn't treat a wounded veteran who lost an eye, supposedly fighting for democracy in Afghanistan, who was the hero and darling of the Republican Party when he ran for Congress and got elected. Well, now that he doesn't agree with the mob, he's somehow now not their darling anymore. And they chased this man, again, who lost an eye in the battle. What is it? Just what is it about these people? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I spent some time talking about him before. But, you know, you look at some of the things that are going on in this country. And you just got to be in sheer shock. You know, there was never a time, well, I can't say never a time. We can go back to the Vietnam War and where veterans were mistreated in this country. Veterans who fought, bled, and died for this country and were spit upon when they came back to this country and disregarded and disrespected for putting their lives on the line, you know, for so-called democracy somewhere else. And but it is, you know, that was in a different era, in a different time. But for that to rear its ugly head again in the great state of Texas says an awful lot about the people who reside there. Listen, you are no better than any other state. Texas doesn't have any more value to the United States as any other state, because we're all part of the one. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey Tom, how you doing, man? If anything, you live in California, and certainly, you know, you guys aren't doing the crazy things they're doing in Texas. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I moved here, Earl, from Wisconsin. I just feel like there's a lot of self-hatred going on with these people. They just hate themselves so much that that's the only way they actually can function is through hate.
It's to hate somebody.
Because really and truly, they hate themselves.
Yeah.
They hate themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know, as a proud gay man, I'm happy I don't live in their shoes. These are the sickest people, and their little jokes and their little, you know, whatever it is, and their insecurities that they have. You know, it's pretty laughable. They're just a bunch of schoolyard boys that never grew up, that always hated themselves, probably somehow in psychology terms hated their mother, their parents, or, you know, were raised this way. But at the end of the day, they hate themselves. Because if you do like yourself, you're not this insecure. These people are insecure. These people, they are so afraid that someone else is going to get a leg up that they want to basically bury the baby in the bathwater is what they would like to do. You know, whatever it is, whether it's LGBTQ+, whether it's, you know, brown and black people, whether it's whoever it is, they are so insecure. They're those little boys that are just, you know, so afraid of their own shadow, carrying guns around.
That's why they carry the weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they're so afraid of their own shadow. I mean, like I said, I am very much happier living in the body that I live in than walking the shoes that they live in every day, because it's got to be a miserable life.
I mean,
to constantly be worried about people and constantly be worried about, talk about freedom? They're not free. These are the most incarcerated people that there are who are so afraid of themselves.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Well, you know, Tom, the great state of Texas. Oh, what makes them great, right? Well,
they'll be great if Beto O'Rourke becomes their governor. That's when they'll be great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, hey, Tom, we got to go to a break, man. Come back on the other side. I got some other stuff I want to talk about. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.